Hello, my name is Eliana, but I've worn multiple labels throughout high school. The label that sums them all up is sinner, but most specifically, the labels that I would identify with would be liar, thief, and addicted to lust. But I'm not here to give you the intimate details of those labels, but how God had changed me and my labels into something new and to be used to glorify his name. I was born in Alabama, but by the grace of God, I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I have two loving parents and two amazing sisters who have drawn me closer to Christ every day. When I was in kindergarten, I gained the labels of liar and thief. I stole from stores, friends, and family. And when asked, I would willingly lie about it and pretend I didn't do it. I became so good at it, I decided that it was time I moved on from taking lip gloss, gum, candy, and the occasional dollar from my parents' wallet. I went for a pack of very expensive pens. After getting home later that night, I became scared of what might happen to me in this world and what would happen to me in the face of judgment. I threw away the stolen item and cried myself to sleep, reading Romans 5:15. But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to man, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many throughout other man, Jesus Christ. I believe this to be true. I felt that in my heart I had been given a new label in the place of thief, giver. But this newfound hope didn't last for long. I became afraid again and worried that God would be angry with me. Continuing to struggle, I picked up the label of lust. All I did was trade one sin for another, porn. This fantasy world gave me an escape from the shame and guilt I felt from stealing and lying. It was like a crutch that I needed to view at least once a day. And if I was feeling extra guilty or shameful, I viewed it multiple times. Not telling anyone about it was the worst thing I could have done, continuing to bottle it up and suppress the shame and guilt further down. One day, during one of JP's sermons, he said, "Nothing separates us from God," and that hit me hard. I noticed I was leaving God behind in the pursuit of something that would give me empty promises of safety. Romans 8:38-39 says, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." I confessed to my parents, but still experienced guilt and kept it a secret from the people who could help me in my small group. So I continued to keep it a secret and evade the truth as much as possible. I would alter my testimony or make up a story that would keep me as the innocent Eliana as they knew me to be. Fast forward to high school freshman year. I had grown stronger in my faith, but continued to struggle with lying and hiding the truth from my small group. School has always been a struggle for me due to my ADD. But I loved my new school. It was the perfect place for me. But the perfection of it all slowly faded to a place that began to overwhelm me. My grades suffered, and the struggle to find worth and identity increased. I lied to my parents, teachers, and friends that I was perfectly fine, and my grades were right on track. This continued into my sophomore year of high school, when things became so drastic that I failed a class and was put on probation for the entirety of my junior year. The thought of being forced to leave my friends, a place I loved, its welcoming environment, and the stage manager position I would take my senior year, all leaving it to a place like my middle school, that felt horrifying to me. I didn't want to go back to a place where I experienced loneliness, loss, hurt, and misery. Instead of turning to God for wisdom and trusting him, I sought out the approval of my peers and their counsel. Although I was participating in small group lead team and church, in reality, I was just going through the motions and lying to everyone about it in the process. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your mind, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." I continued to resist God the rest of my junior year until I found myself trying to steal from a 7-Eleven across my school. I reverted back to the label of thief. I was caught and brought back to the storeroom by one of the employees. She told me I was too young and too smart to be stealing. As I walked out of the store, the manager caught up to me and said that if I ever came back, I would be reported to the school's principal. That was a wake-up call for me. I left trying to contain my tears as I walked back to find my sister. I broke down right in front of her and pleaded for help. But what I really needed was God's help. I sought for that help by begging on my hands and knees for the courage to confess to my small group and family. But I didn't accept it soon enough, out of fear of rejection and disappointment from them. About a year later, I finally accepted the courage that God had given me and told the full truth of my story to my family and to my small group. They were accepting of me and didn't turn me away, even when I thought they would. They were supporting and helped me push through my sin struggles. Psalms 33:20 says, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." Leaving behind the hurt and brokenness that all the lies, stealing, and impurity had caused, I daily chose to turn to Christ. I once wore the labels liar, thief, and impure. But now I know God has labeled me honest, pure, and giver. I can put my old labels on the cross and proudly wear the labels God has given me.